So, my dear, the day you have always dreamed of has arrived. The day you become Bride of Chaotica!
Hello, and welcome to the Brides of Chaotica, a chaotic Star Trek podcast. I'm Taylor, Bonafide Trekkie, and today I am not joined by Elizabeth for the, I don't even know how many episode in a row, but instead I am joined by my friend and roommate, Morgan. Say hello, Morgan.
Hello.
Why is it that we can do comedic timing like so well now and not when we're acting in comedy?
Yeah. Well.
Anyway. Today's going to be a bit of a shorter episode because Elizabeth and I haven't met to record since July.
Damn.
July. And so any episode I've had between now and like July has been different people. And Elizabeth is super duper in law school. Yeah.
She busy.
She's in law school, but also got into an MBA program that's merged with it. So it's like, right? It's like good, but business school is hard.
Yeah.
So I haven't gotten a chance. We keep rescheduling our episodes, and I think for the second week in a row, instead of posting an episode, I've posted a picture of fan art that I've
drawn.
As like, it's like
they're very good though. They're very good.
Thank you, but it's just like
I enjoy them.
It's a little like condolence to the 10 listeners that I have. That so sorry, no episode. But here's a picture of a woman from Star Trek. But there are a couple people that do really enjoy them, which is kind of fun.
And me included.
We are thinking of stickers.
I think you should make stickers.
We might.
Make stickers.
Okay. Decision made. Morgan has been on our show...
Once before.
Just once?
Maybe twice.
Maybe twice? Oh,
twice. Twice, I don't know. Once or twice.
Once or twice. So this will be Morgan's second or third time on the show, so we're not gonna do a whole recap of how Morgan got into Star Trek, blah blah blah,
by you,
because you should have already fucking listened to the episode. I'm sorry, that was aggressive. I'm in a mood today. I've had major mood swings today. To be completely honest,
you know what?
You've been present for all of them, actually.
I have. We've been together all day.
We have been together all day. And you're still not tired of me?
Hopefully this is going to be cohesive. Because we're just two gals gaggling and giggling.
Not gaggling. You want an episode of Brides of Chaotica to be cohesive?
No.
Also, we took voice and speech today. In our little acting school, so our words are going to be like
sharp.
Damn, I told you she knew.
She knows.
For context,
signs are pointing.
Today has in fact been an off day for me, and my girlfriend just texted me, "Baby, are you having an off day? Signs are pointing." And the answer is yes. And earlier today, literally in the grocery store with Morgan before this, and was like, Callie's going to know that I'm having a weird day.
Yes, she did.
And she did, in fact, just call me out for that. So,
thanks, Callie.
Thanks, baby. Okay. Anyway, so that's all to say that this is going to be a slightly shorter episode today. Because Morgan and I actually already watched the episode, and we didn't film a like little intro because Morgan had already seen this episode, but this was just what was next in our lineup. So we're just gonna jump straight into the recap today.
Let us.
So today we watched The Next Generation, Season 6, Episode 22, Suspicions. Which is a Beverly-centric episode. Oh my god, where's my phone?
I don't wait. Know. Oh wait, yes, I do know where it is.
You do? Yeah. Oh. And I took notes. I took notes on the episode. But let's just get started. Morgan.
Yes.
What did you think?
I personally love this episode because Beverly Crusher is a badass.
Why?
She... Man, I feel like I'm being tested.
Why? Tested. Why is she a badass, Morgan?
I don't know. She just is. One of my favorite parts of this episode is, well, that might be getting ahead of ourselves.
Just, we don't have to be linear.
Okay. So one of my favorite parts of this episode is when that girl, the Klingon girl, first of all, that scene is crazy.
The interrogation scene.
That girl is tweaking the whole time. Like, yeah. Even though she wasn't behind it, she's still up to some sketchy shit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. As an actor, I feel like I would be like, okay, she didn't commit this crime, but she did commit a different crime. Different crime, not part of this episode. Like, she fully, like... Does she punch Beverly or does she just shove her?
She flings her across the freaking room.
And Beverly takes it.
I know. She's like.
Like a champ.
And then she's like, you're going to have to push me a lot harder than that.
Literally. And she's then the just girl's like, that's it.
Yeah. So that's my favorite scene.
Because Beverly's fully willing to take on a Klingon.
I know.
And Klingons are like, that's their whole thing. Yeah. They're warriors that are like, go to battle and it's interesting because Beverly does mention that, like, that Klingon is a scientist and therefore deals with, like, discrimination from Klingon society already. So I feel like I would be on the defensive all the time, too. But I don't know if I would fling someone across a room.
Yeah, she's just, like, so quick to... She's defending something. And that's it feels more than just, I can't believe you're suspicious of me. She was like, why are you suspicious of me? I didn't do anything.
No, literally, it's like when somebody accuses you of something that you didn't do and you're like, calmly like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
But when somebody accuses you of something that you didn't do and you're just like, oh, I would never do that.
Exactly.
It was that.
She was like, I can't believe you think I would commit a crime.
When clearly he committed a crime. I don't know what crime. Because also she walks over to like the little computer right after. I feel like she did some weird shit.
Listen, she was deleting some sort of search history over there because that's what I want to know. Actually,
this whole episode.
Second time seeing this. Upon reflection, I want to know what she's up to.
Well, I feel like they honestly did a good job of making every single scientist seem
suspicious.
Like a
suspicious.
Because also the...
All of them are so sketchy.
Because...
The shifty eyes, yeah. Like everything.
Like the Vulcan and her husband, like they walked
the dramatic
up.
Pauses.
They were so like, the husband was like, what are you accusing us of? Like it was the same defensiveness.
It's true.
Why were they all like,
you disgust me for bringing this up again. And she's like, bro, I'm literally just trying to solve this, like, murder that two innocent people died.
Yes. Which is so.
And they were like, you're insensitive. And she was like,
that seems suspicious to me.
Because they were all suspicious. Because she interrogates the Vulcan first.
Yes.
And that's what leads her to interrogate the Klingon. Uh-huh. But it's like, even they were like hiding the Klingon thing as well. Like they were like, they didn't want to tell her that they saw
didn't
want
to rat her out.
Which is so weird. It's like, I feel like.
They're all together in their little racist pack against that one poor
they're
guy.
All so Ferengi racist the whole time.
But you never do find out who. I guess the one
it's
guy.
The guy.
He
yeah.
put the plasma thing in his hand.
Yeah.
So sad.
He definitely put the
honestly
plasma
a tragedy.
Thing. Yeah, because even if like I don't know. Okay, not to fully tear this episode apart, but like, why would she need? Even if somebody framed him for the plasma thing in his hand, we're talking about Dr. Rega now, by the way, and his mysterious random death. Mm-hmm. Even if he didn't, okay. Even if somebody framed him by putting the plasma thing in his hand, I don't necessarily know how an autopsy would tell someone that.
Right. And she doesn't find anything in it.
In the autopsy.
But
I don't
know.
But I wonder
what she thought she was going to find.
Right. Because she never, she's just like adamant about doing an autopsy. But I feel like if it was just a like, and they put the gun in his hand to make it see, like, I feel like that's not. You know, I'm not a, what are they called?
Forensic scientist. I guess, like, fingerprints? Or, like, some, I don't know. I'm not a scientist either, so I trust her judgments.
I don't, purely because it's a fictional TV show. There could be plot holes. I trust Beverly. And Beverly's logic, but I don't necessarily trust the logic of Trek writers the time.
Right.
All the time. Most of the time, they're pretty good. They do have science consultants.
Oh, period.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Should we go? Let's talk about Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, let's talk about the opening. Let's talk about the opening, yes. So, the opening is crazy because Whoopi Goldberg just she's like I got fired and Whoopi Goldberg's like damn not even
no,
she's just
no
like,
reaction she just
zero reaction.
Just kind of lowers her eyes
which at the end of the episode it does make more sense but I forget every time that she like
yeah it's a good like setup and payoff
yes it is
because the setup is like she like Guinan walks in knowing that Beverly's not a doctor on the ship anymore, knowing that there's probably more to the story.
Yeah.
Knowing that she doesn't have tennis elbow, which is so funny to think about because she does have like a reaction when Beverly touches part of her elbow. She literally is like, ow, that hurts. And then
yeah,
Beverly.
She's like, does it hurt? She's like, yes.
But then Beverly's like, yup, that's tennis elbow, which means that Guinan had to go into the medical database mm-hmm. and see what the symptoms of tennis mm-hmm. elbow were so that she could accurately portray them to a doctor who then says, yup, that's tennis elbow.
That is true.
I thought about that during this rewatch. I was like, wait a second. Guinan did research for this.
She must have. She never had it.
Because she never had. She doesn't even play tennis. She doesn't even play tennis. That's what I mean when we took voice and speech today. We're going to be doing so many double takes of random words that sound fun.
Sorry about it.
Sorry. Or maybe you'll really like it and be like, wow.
They're so cool.
They're so good at acting. What else about? Oh, one of my favorite things about Guinan is when Guinan is getting like examined while Beverly's like telling the whole story.
Yes.
And then she goes, okay, but my elbow.
She's like, okay, but
can we look at my elbow now, please? Like, she's really trying to sell it.
She's like,
this.
Let's get, yeah, she's trying to sell it. And she's also like, let's get to the end of the story so that I can tell you to go fix it.
Yeah. Because she knows.
But I love the journal entry nature of, like, throughout the episode.
The narration.
Yep. And she's like, and then I thought, what, like, it's just so good.
Because it's like right after a scene, she'll be like, and that's just when I was thinking this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just when I thought this happened.
Yes. Which in the most 90s way. I love your note that you took. It's just, my elbow.
My elbow. And then she fully had to look up symptoms. Because Beverly's all like, I have a formal inquiry. And Guinan's just like,
my elbow.
She's like, okay. Oh.
And then a detention scientist. What the fuck? I think that actually corrected to Ferengi to detention. That's a weird. That's weird autocorrect. But because everybody's reaction to a Ferengi scientist.
Oh my god, they're so racist.
Mm-hmm.
They're so racist. Mm-hmm. Which makes them even more sketchy, because, like, they're already sketchy in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And as, like, this, we were talking about this, because I can talk about acting, because that's all I'm good for.
It's not true.
If, like, from an acting perspective, every single person in that room is so sketchy,
mm-hmm.
because they're so large with, like, the shifty eyes and mm-hmm. the dramatic pauses and just the, like, looking sketchily at someone or, like, looking aggressively at someone.
Mm-hmm.
Or just the Ferengi, really.
It's like, the setup was, like, a fucking, like, clue.
Yes. It, like, felt like a murder mystery from the beginning.
Oh, absolutely. Because it's, like, a mishmash of a bunch of people.
Mm-hmm.
And,
that,
like, are
gathered that don't know each other that well.
That don't, clearly don't trust each other. Already.
Yeah.
What did I write? Oh, yeah. I wrote down that it could, the flashback setup could have been, like, what I imagine a 24th century joke would be. A Ferengi, a Klingon, a Vulcan walk into a science lab. That's what I have written in my notes.
Oh, dear.
And a T'Karin. That's the bad guy.
Oh, yeah. He sucks.
Why?
He sucks. He, like, it makes me wonder how long has he been planning this, because Beverly just invited them. Or was it just, like, on a whim and he planned it? Because honestly... Mm. That was a good plan.
His plan?
Yeah.
And he would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for that meddling doctor. Laugh at that. That was funny.
I can't.
Why not?
Because I'm not laughing. I'm just not laughing.
That was a Scooby-Doo reference. Know, that was great. I know. You're young. It's fine.
I'm so offended.
You should be.
No, it was a good plan. Was it?
Yeah, it kind of was. The only reason that... Oh, although I wonder if he knew that... But the autopsy... I was going to say, I wonder if he knew that, like, Ferengi couldn't have autopsies. Is there, like, a human...
Probably.
Is there a human religion that doesn't do that? Is it, like, a lot of them? Like, you can't do autopsies? But I wonder if...
There might be.
I wonder if he knew that that was a thing that could not happen.
It seems like that could be common knowledge or, like, general knowledge.
And so he was like, I'd be fine. But... Well, especially because he comes from, like, a species... Because when Beverly's first investigating, what's his name? Jabril, I think. When she's, like, looking into his death, she doesn't know about that species.
Yeah.
No,
she
should
doesn't.
Type in, like, against autopsies. Because she doesn't quite know. So it's, like, kind of smart, because it's, like, I imagine that. He would be like, well, they don't know anything, so they aren't going to know that. They aren't going to know that my cells, like, can do this weird thing that make me seem like I'm dead.
Interesting.
Okay, I thought
Orthodox
it was...
Orthodox Jew.
That's what I was thinking
of. Some Native American. Yeah.
Okay, I think I was thinking of Orthodox Jewish people. Because I feel like there was an episode about, like, SVU or something, especially because it takes place in New York City and there's a large population of Orthodox Jewish people. Huh. Do you think that was inspired by or taken from that at all? Probably, right?
I don't know, because they're really racist towards him and it's kind of giving.
Oh no!
I was like,
Oh my god!
I can say that because I'm Jewish, but I just was like that. It feels like that is what that was.
Ferengis?
It feels
Wait,
like
no,
that.
No, look that up right now. Are Ferengis Jewish coded?
It really feels like they're Jewish. I know. I really feel like they're Jewish.
No, it's giving that... Merchant of Venice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's bad. Star Trek.
It's giving J.K. Rowling. To be honest.
No, don't you dare! Do not.
Also, side tangent.
Please tell them.
Side tangent. I am 23 years old and just now starting to watch the Harry Potter movies. Because I...
Tell them why.
...was so sheltered as a child because my parents believed in Jesus. Good for them. Good for them. No, seriously, good for them. But they didn't let me
they were
watch
like,
anything magic. Anything.
I was going to say... Because even,
oh yeah,
Ferengi. Because even I grew up religious, like very religious.
Are Ferengi the worst?
Yeah, unfortunately. But now I feel bad. Now I feel bad.
Oh, they're not actually based.
Okay, good. Good, thank God.
Partially true, but the question.
Stop it.
Fact wrong.
Ira Stephen Bear has admitted to referencing common stereotypes of Jewish culture, money obsession, nagging mothers. Bro!
It's not looking good.
Not looking good. I'm... Oh, that's annoying. Not the bad... Stop it. Not Bajorans are Jews,
the good,
good
kind.
The kind
of are Jews, the bad
you,
kind. That's
no.
crazy.
You know, honestly,
that's on Quora.com. Though,
this
so that
is
doesn't...
no, it doesn't like. Oh my god! You know, the thing is like I shouldn't be shocked, and people have probably known this forever. But since I'm relatively new to the franchise, I just haven't thought about it yet. But now I have, and damn, because I never thought of Ferengi as. Jewish stereotypes. I just thought of them as like anti-capitalist or like the representation of the Star Trek core anti-capitalist belief, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
And so they were this representative like antithesis to that of like, okay, well, the Federation is not capitalist, so here's a society
right.
that is.
Yeah.
Which is what I assumed, but now that especially after reading right now I am doing a monologue in school from Merchant of Venice. And there's a lot of, like, anti-Jew, like, anti-Semitism in that play, which is probably for a historical reason. Not that that makes it okay, I'm just saying that's why.
Yeah.
But now having that context,
crazy.
I'm like, damn, oh, that'd be fucked
unfortunately,
up.
Unfortunately, they also look very much like really racist depictions of Jewish people and, like, other cultures.
Damn.
That, like, make fun of Jewish people.
Oh, that's so frustrating.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Star Trek.
Star.
You know what? We're here to learn from our past mistakes. And we are here to acknowledge that no media is perfect. Not even the kind you like.
Not even the kind you like.
I wouldn't go as far to say that it's J.K. Rowling status.
No.
Because I feel like Star Trek at least acknowledges their faults to some extent. However, that is still pretty bad and kind of frustrating. Aw, fuck.
Ah, dang. Well, but at least
now
they,
I feel bad for
least,
hating the Ferengi.
At least they made it in this episode. At least they were like, he's good, though.
Hashtag not all Ferengi.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm so sorry.
He's one of the good ones.
No! Everything we say feels bad now. Shit. But... I do love, but also they kind of did that with Klingons, too. Which, Klingons were originally inspired by Russians.
Interesting, yeah.
Because interesting. Klingons were first introduced in the 60s. Very, like,
Yeah.
So it is interesting, although I don't know why Ferengi would be based on Jewish people at that time period. That might just be a big old fault.
There's still just a lot of,
no, there's so much anti-Semitism in the world.
Yeah.
Ah, that's annoying.
Yeah, but there's it's interesting to think about, like, it was written and filmed in the 90s, and like thinking of who the writers are and how old the writers are and like who they all were, like, historically, all the writers, I don't know, like, what the team of writers was like.
I feel like it was maybe one woman and probably mostly white men.
Yeah. But I just, it makes me wonder, like, from each of their backgrounds. Because you, like, you write about things you know, even if you're writing about something fictional and creating something fictional, like, you pull from things that you have seen.
Yeah.
Or that, even if it is a bad stereotype.
Like a subconscious bias, yeah, or yeah, something.
Like you write what you have experienced, whether that be appropriate or inappropriate.
Yeah. Awareness without judgment.
But it's interesting to see, like, how that comes across, and that it's not necessarily, like, who knows?
You know, now that I have this revelation, which might be an old revelation, and people listening to this who have been fans of Star Trek forever might be like, yeah, Taylor, no fucking shit. But it is going to be interesting to watch, like, Deep Space Nine and Quark's character with this different perspective that I haven't had before. So, yeah. Yeah.
But just because you have a racist writer doesn't mean the whole show is.
No, and I think Quark as a character who comes into play more so in Deep Space Nine, he starts off pretty rough and stereotypical Ferengi, but then, like, he has a soft side that you get to see, and his brother's, like, really, like, cool and stuff, but Ferengi female rules are just kind of weird. That's the cosplayers.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Very interesting. All right, well, the poor guy dies.
The poor guy dies. Regardless, he is an innocent man that dies.
No autopsy allowed. So let's just do a checklist of all the things that Beverly does that makes her the biggest badass.
Yeah.
Okay. She becomes a rogue cop and fully starts to investigate a murder mystery. She interrogates a Vulcan, takes on a Klingon physically, performs the autopsy that she wasn't allowed to perform, and then tells the truth.
Yeah, and she comes clean about it, like, immediately after.
She does it, and then she's like,
even though she found nothing,
she still is like, well, because I think they would notice.
You think? Yeah, they would notice.
I think they would notice. And then she, Ogawa, the nurse, she's also a badass.
Oh, true.
Let's just talk about that scene for a second, because Beverly tries to access the medical records of both Dr. Rega and anyway, the guy, the Takaran guy, and it won't let her because she's not medical personnel anymore because
she got booted.
And then Ogawa comes and is like, starts to pull up the records, and Beverly's like, don't you do it. And Ogawa's like, is that an order? And Beverly's like, yeah, it is. And then Ogawa's like, well, you're not my boss anymore.
Take my help, bitch.
Take it. And I love Nurse Ogawa for that, because it just shows that, like, it shows the power that Beverly has by just being Beverly.
As a doctor, yeah.
As a doctor, as a woman, as a mentor, you know what I mean? Okay, so she does that. Then she flies herself into the goddamn corona of a star to prove a point. And whilst in the star, Roundhouse kicks an alien and then phasers a hole into him and watches him disintegrate and then flies back unscathed.
And then she's like, hey guys, it's all okay. I have the answers I've been looking for.
That's exactly how she says it, too.
I know.
Well done.
It's one of my favorite parts.
It's a good part. It's a good line. And then she comes back and gets reinstated medically, which I actually have an issue with.
But you know what? It's Beverly Crusher, so.
Because despite the fact that she did solve this guy's murder, she did violate a corpse that she was not supposed to. Yeah, and she wasn't under medical authorization at the time either.
Also, can we talk about the fact that Beverly Crusher can flirt with anyone and it's not weird?
She does flirt with everyone. Do you think she flirts?
But not in, like, not in a way that she's, like, wanting to.
She's not, like, predatory.
No, she's not, like, flirting with you, but it's like, ooh.
She's just a flirtation. And sexy lady.
She's just a sexy lady.
Like, maybe when she just casually puts her her hand on Riker's chest while they're talking.
I know, she's like, listen, I need you to let me do this. And he's like, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And you know what? I would too.
Yep. I love Beverly.
Overall, great episode.
This is a Beverly fan podcast.
Yeah, I love her.
We all love Beverly here. I think you and me more than Elizabeth. But Elizabeth is obsessed with Data.
I love Data. I also love Data, but Beverly Crusher, maybe that's just the gayness in me. But Elizabeth is a little gay.
Yeah. I don't know who her biggest crushes are. I should do an episode of that, actually.
Top 10 most beautiful women on Star Trek.
Bitch, there's barely 10 women in Star Trek.
You know what? I vote for an all-female Star Trek ship.
I also vote for an all-female Star Trek ship.
Can you imagine if, like, all of the women in Star Trek were, like, got together and were like, we're gonna make our own ship?
Dude, the last this just reminded me. One step at a time. First, yes, I would love that. Second, fucking Picard season 3, I don't know if there's only a few scenes where women are speaking to each other. It's actually infuriating.
Wow.
Picard season 3, the one that came out like 2 years ago.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. I don't like Picard season 3. No, well, no. I would like it if it was a TNG movie instead of a Picard season 3. I think they just wanted an excuse.
I still haven't seen
Picard?
Yeah.
That's okay. You need a little more context for it.
I
know.
I have to finish watching other things first.
You do. Unfortunately. Unfortunately. Oh, yeah, and then Guinan at the end is like, oh, I don't play tennis.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That ending is so funny. They just giggle about it together.
They're like,
and I'm like, bitch, you flew into a star because this woman had tennis elbow.
She's like, no big deal.
She's like, it was giving, oh, you.
Oh, you.
Oh, Guinan. You're so silly.
And she was like, yeah.
Yeah. I am.
Yeah. Love both of them, though. Their friendship so much. So good.
Guinan's, like, the wise lady of the ship. She gives everyone.
I also
love. She's, like, hundreds of years old.
At the beginning, when Guinan's, like, my elbow, or, like, she's talking about just going off topic on purpose. And Beverly's like, you're supposed to be wise, aren't you?
They're so sassy with each other. I love them. It. They're the best. I ate a cake earlier and it made my tongue. So, Morgan, who was your favorite character this episode?
In this episode? You know, in the honor. Okay, I have to think about this. Because, like, Beverly is the basic answer because I love her.
Mm-hmm. What's wrong with having a basic answer?
I guess nothing.
There are no rules.
I wanna.
You don't have to say that it was Dr. Rega. You don't have to say it was the Klingon lady.
I did like him. Well, and I did like her as a character, but she's batshit crazy.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, I will. It's her. It's the Klingon. Because she's just
unhinged.
She's just so unhinged and out of pocket. But also, okay, you know what? It's her and Whoopi Goldberg.
Because Guinan. Well, I need to find you a good Guinan episode. Yes, to watch.
Because I adore
Time's
her.
Arrow. If you know, you know.
Is that the one where she was in the
show? No. That's Rascals.
Okay.
Rascals. Fun fact, Rascals is one of my favorite episodes, but Rascals. It doesn't get enough credit, I don't think, personally.
Who is your favorite character?
Beverly, I'm gonna be basic. I don't give a shit. Beverly, Beverly, Beverly. She roundhouse kicked.
It's true. No, she does. She does. This is her episode. This is her episode.
She roundhouse kicked. She deserves it.
She roundhouse kicks. It's her.
It's her. Okay. Well, Morgan.
Yes.
Thank you for joining me for this wonderful episode. You will probably be hearing from Morgan again.
Uh-oh.
Because Elizabeth's really busy, which is fine. I miss her too. But Morgan is a good co-host, and we get to talk about acting while we do this, which I love.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
It's been a pleasure.
As it. You can find us on Instagram at Brides of Chaotica Pod. And if you want to email us, you can email us at bridesofchaotica@gmail.com.
Tune in next week to Brides of Chaotica to find out which episode I'm going to force someone to watch.
Bye.
Bye. Somehow I feel comfortable here.
Hello. No, this isn't you. Shut up. Hello. Shut up.